外昆塔之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年6月19日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的咖啡陈晨玛拉，值得我们继续讲述今天的训练博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。哈利克什纳。The verse is from chapter 11, verse 40. But Marge, I cannot hear you very well. Your voice is very far away. Could you say a little bit more words?
I'll move the phone. Okay, now?
Maybe it's better.
Could be.Using the same way we always
do. Yeah, I think now it's better.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, that's Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, the universal form, text 40 and maybe.
我们现在阅读的是圣典博迦梵歌第十一章 宇宙形体。我们今天开始阅读的诗节是从第四十诗节开始。
Nama Purastad Atta Prishtataste Namo Stute Sarvatra Eva Sarva Anantavir Yamita Vikramastvam Sarvam Samapnosi Tatosi Sarva Nama Purastad Atta Prishtataste Namo Stute Sarvatra Eva Sarva Anantaviryat mitavikramas sarvam samapnosi tato shisara. Samapurastad atta prishtataste namostute sarvata eva sarva. Anantaviryat mitavikramas sarvam samapnosi tato shisara. Okay, the word by word. Nama. Offering obeisances.
字对字 Namaha, 顶礼
Purastat, from the front.
Purastat, 从前面
Atta, also.
Atta, 也
Prishtata, from behind.
Prishtata, 从后面
Day unto you.
Day 向您
Nama astu. I offer my obeisances.
Nama astu 表示我的敬意
Te unto you.
Te 向您
Sarvatra from all sides.
Sarvatra 从各个方向
Eva, indeed.
Eva, 确实。
Sarva, because you are everything.
Sarva, 因为您是一切。
Anantavirya.
Anantavirya.
Unlimited potency.
无限的能量。
Amita Vikrama.
Amita Vikrama
An unlimited force
和无限的力量
Twam, you
Twam, 您
Sarvam, everything
Sarvam, 一切
Samapnosi, you cover
Samapnosi您覆盖
Tata, therefore
Tata, 因此
Asti, you are
Asti, 您是
Sarva, everything
Sarva, 一切
Translation Obeisance to you from behind and from all sides Oh, unbounded power, you are the master of limitless might. You are all-pervading, and thus you are everything.
译文从前、从后、从各个方面顶拜您。啊，无限的力量啊，您是无限力量的主人。您遍透一切，因此您就是一切。
Report, Yao Tzu, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
要旨由 Srila Bhaktivedanta, Vedanta Swami Prabhupada 提供。
Out of loving ecstasy for Krishna, his friend, Arjuna is offering his respects from all sides.He's accepted he is the master of all potencies and all prowess and far superior to all the great warriors assembled on the battlefield. It is said in Vishnu Purana, Yoyam Tabagato Deva Samipam Devatagana Satvameva Jagachasta Yatat Arbhagato Bhavan. Whoever comes before you, even if he's a demigod, is created by you, O Supreme Personality of God.
Arjuna, 出于对 Krishna 强烈的爱，从各个方向顶拜他，像是他是一切全能和卓越的主人，远远高于集结在战场上的所有伟大武士。Vishnu Purana 第一篇第九章第六十九节诗中说：“至尊人格守神呐、啊，凡到你面前来的，就算是半神人，也是由你所创造的。”
Om Gana Chimirandasya Ganatuna Shilakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.Om Gana Chimirandasya Ganatuna Shilakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manopitapitamyena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaha Shigurum Vaishnamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Saragana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Chi Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganami Shri Bhai Vamsta Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Vedanta Vamini Eti Namaste Namaste Saraswati Devi.Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paschachare Satarane Vanchakalpa Chayascha Kripa Sindhuvyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namaha.Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Ramani Gora Trishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavan Ishagi Vishabhanu Sute DeviPranamami Hari Priye. Okay, so we're continuing with Arjuna's ecstatic prayers.
So we continue to read Arjuna's ecstatic
prayers. So these are still prayers in awe and reverence. You know, he's just amazed.
这些祈祷呢都是在这些祈祷呢都是在敬畏的心态下所提出的祈祷
So there's some very nice names of Krishna there
在这段诗文里面呢有 Krishna 的一个非常美好的名字
In Arjuna saying I'm offering obeisance from everywhere from front, side, back, everywhere
而中呢他说呢我向各个方面向您顶礼从前面从后面。
So, Ananta Virya, unlimited power, unlimited potency.
Ananta Virya 的意思呢是无限的力量无限的能量。
Power is one of the six opulences.
力量是Krishna 的六项赋予之一。
And everybody admires if someone's powerful, they admire them in different ways.
当一个人他非常有权势、非常有力量的时候呢，人们就会以各种各样的方式去敬拜这个人。
Here, the power means like influence, power, like a big president or king.
Sorry, Maharaj, your voice is broken. I cannot hear the whole sentence.
Here, when it's talking about power, it doesn't just mean like physical strength. It means this ability to control, influence. You know, and people want that power because they want to be God. So if they just can have power over a small family, they're happy. Thank you.
那么在这儿所在这所说的这个力量呢，并不仅仅是身体的强大，身体的力量。而是一种控制力，因为人们他是想要成为主，他总是想要有这种控制力。比如说，就即便是在这个家里面，他也要在这个家里面具有控制权。
And then, Amita Vikrama, unlimited force is similar. Let me just repeating. You know, this is in ecstasy, you'll repeat the same thing over and over again.
然后呢，是 Amita Vikrama 哈。这里面说的是具有无限的力量，其实是Jona他是在重复，他是在不断的重复一个意思。
In fear also, you know.
In fear, 那他在这么说的时候，他其实也是处在一种恐惧中的，他害怕。
And sarva is a word that's.In the Bhagavad Gita many times, all, Sarva, so many names of Krishna, including Sarva.
Sarva, 这一词呢在整部奉献佛家梵歌里面出现了很多次，这里面指的是一切，所有关于 Krishna 的一切。
So you say you cover everything, Sarvam, Samapnosi, or you are everything.
然后这里面又讲到了 Samapnosi,您覆盖了一切，因为您是一切。
So Arjuna is offering his acceptance that Krishna is far superior to everyone else on the planet.
所以呢，阿朱呢，他就接受了 Krishna， 他比其他的外在的所有的一切要崇高的多，要高深的多。
Then we have a quote from the Vishnu Purana.Yoyam Tavagato Deva Samipam Devatagana Satam Eva Jagat Shasta Yatat Sarvagato Bhava. Whoever comes before you, even if he's a demigod, is created by you, O Supreme Personality of God.
然后呢，就是舍帕帕他引自于 Vishnu Purana 的一个师姐。这面师姐是这样讲的：至尊人格守神呢，凡到您面前来的，就算是半神人，也是由您所创造的。
So Arjuna is just so overwhelmed that he's just offering respects and obeisances over and over again.
所以说呢，阿朱呢，他是完全的惊住了，所以呢，他是在从各个方面在向主 Krishna 致以他的敬意。
Okay, the next verse is two verses, 41 and 42.
41, 42世界是连在一起的。
Sakhe timatva prasabham yaduktam Krishna he yadava he sakheti ajana mahimana tavedam maya pramata nayena vapi.Yachchavahasartam asatkritosi vihara shayasana bodhaneshu ekotavapyachutatatsamaksham chamaya tvam aham aprameyam. Word for word. Sakha, friend.
自对自 Sakha, 朋友
ItThus,
it 如此
matva thinking
Matva 以为
Asavam presumptuously
Prasavam 冒昧的
Yet but
Yet 无论什么
Uktam said.
Uktam 说过
Hey Krishna, oh Krishna.
Hey Krishna, Krishna 呀
Hey Yadava, oh Yadava.
Hey Yadava 呀 Sorry, Hey Yadava, Yadava 呀
Hey Sake, my dear friend.
Hey, Sake, 我亲爱的朋友呀。
It is thus.
It is 如此。
Ajanata, without knowing.
Ajanata, 不知道。
Mahimanam, glorious.
Mahimanam, 荣耀。
Tava, your.
Tava, 您的。
Idam this.
Idam 这
Maya by me.
Maya 有我
Pramadat out of foolishness.
Pramadat 由于愚昧
Pranayana out of love.
Pranayana 由于爱
Va api. Either.
Va api. 或
Yet, whatever.
Yet, 任何
Cha, also.
Cha, 还有
Avahasa artam.
Avahasa artam.
For joking.
开玩笑。
Asat Krita, dishonored.
Asat Krita, 被侮辱，被羞辱。
I see you have been.
I see 您曾经。
Vihara, in relaxation.
Vihara, 休息时。
Shaya, in lying down.
Shaya, 躺着。
Asana, in sitting.
Asana, 坐着。
Eka, alone.
Eka, 单独的。
Atava, or.
Atava, 或。
Api, also.
Api, 还有。
Achyuta, oh, infallible one.
Achyuta, oh, 永不犯错的人啊。
Tat Samaksham, among companions.
Tat Samaksham, 与朋友在一起时。
Tat, all those.
Tat, 所有这些。
Shamaye, ask forgiveness.
Shamaye, 祈求原谅。
Tuan, from you.
Tuan, 从您。
Aham, I.
Aham, 我。
Aprameyam, immeasurable.
Aprameyam, 不可测量的。
Translation. Thinking of you as my friend, I rashly addressed you, O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend.Not knowing your glory, please forgive whatever I may have done in madness or in love. I have dishonored you many times, jesting and relaxed, lie on the same bed, or sat and ate together, sometimes alone and sometimes in front of many friends. Oh, infallible one, please excuse me for these offenses.
译文，我不知道你的荣耀，只当你是我的朋友。冒昧地称你为 Krishna 呀 Yadava 呀我的朋友啊无论我在 欲狂和友爱之中做了什么，都请您原谅我。我曾多次的失敬于您，在我们休息的时候，玩笑中，在同床而卧，同坐同吃时，有时是单独相处，有时是在众多的朋友面前。永无谬误的人呐、啊，请宽恕我所有这些冒犯。
Although Krishna is manifested before Arjuna in his universal form, Arjuna remembers his friendly relationship with Krishna and is therefore asking requesting Krishna to excuse him for many informal gestures which arise out of friendship. He is admitting that formerly he did not know that Krishna could assume such a universal form, although Krishna explained it as his intimate friend. Arjuna did not know how many times he had dishonored him, saying, "Oh, my friend," or "Oh, Krishna," Om Yadava, without acknowledging his object. But Krishna is so kind and merciful that in spite of such opulence, he played with Arjuna as a friend. Such is the transcendental loving reciprocation between the devotee and the Lord. The relationship between the living entity and Krishna is fixed eternally, cannot be forgotten, as we can see from the behavior of Arjuna. Although Arjuna has seen the opulence of the universal form, cannot forget his friendly relationships with Krishna.
要知，虽然 Krishna 以宇宙形体展现在 Arjuna 面前，但 Arjuna 仍记得他和 Krishna 的朋友之情，所以他恳请恕罪，恳求 Krishna 原谅他因朋友之情而来的很多不规矩的姿态。他承认，他以前并不知道 Krishna 会表现为宇宙形体。虽然 Krishna 作为他亲密的朋友曾向他解释过， Arjuna 不知道自己有多少次失敬于 Krishna， 称他为我的朋友呀， Krishna 呀， Yadava 呀等等，不承认他的富裕。但 Krishna 是那样的亲切仁慈，纵有如此的富裕藏身，仍像朋友一样与 Arjuna 嬉戏。这就是奉献者与主之间相互交流的超然之爱。生物和 Krishna 的关系是永恒固定的，不可能被遗忘。我们从 Arjuna 的举止中便可见一斑。虽然 Arjuna 在宇宙形体中见过 Krishna 的富裕，但他不能忘记他与 Krishna 的朋友关系。
Okay, so this is a very, very important, you know, really kind of like essence of Bhakti Yoga.
这是一个非常重要的师姐，这就像是Bhakti Yoga 奉爱瑜伽中的精髓。
We all have this relationship with Krishna, different kinds of relationships.
这里面展现的和 Krishna 之间的关系。
We want, by this.Arjuna is in a friend relationship.
Arjuna, 他和 Krishna 之间是朋友关系。
So he's feeling like maybe that's offensive because Krishna.Just like when Krishna is a baby, he acts like he's completely, he's not just pretending to be a baby, he's actually completely into it. Just like Mother Yashoda, she forgets who Krishna is, and she's just completely into being a mother.
但是 Arjuna 他现在觉得他有点冒犯了，但是呢，当 Krishna 他身处一个状态的时候，比如说他是一个小婴儿的时候，他就完全的投入的让自己扮演好一个婴儿的角色，然后呢，使得亚瑟的妈妈能够全心全意的以妈妈的方式来爱他。亚瑟也根本就忘记了 Krishna 本来的身份。
So Arjuna is a friend. So they joke together, they sleep in the same bed, some thick grass, they eat together. They're friends.
Arjuna 是 Krishna 的好 Krishna 有很多朋友，那么 Arjuna 是 Krishna 的朋友，他们经常是一起嬉笑玩闹，同吃同住同睡。
They would go hunting together.
他们在一起打猎。
And Arjuna would sometimes joke, brag about himself to Krishna.
然后 Arjuna 有的时候呢还会和 Krishna 戏言，他有时候还会bragging,
saying, you know, Krishna is a great fighter on this, and I've done so many.
Yeah,
所以 when he sees this universal form and how Krishna is absolute power and control of everything, then he starts to think maybe he was offensive.
但是当他看到 Krishna 的宇宙形象的时候，觉得 Krishna 具有完全的控制以及完全的力量的时候呢，他就觉得自己是冒犯了。
But actually, Krishna likes it when devotees are like this. He prefers this kind of friendship, rasa, real relationships, over just being worshipped in honor.
但是 Krishna 他其实是很喜欢这种朋友之间的这种 rasa, 这种真正的关系的互动，因为他并不是喜欢只是在那儿被非常的恭敬的被敬拜着。
As we see some primitive people, they worship a big mountain or they worship, you know, any powerful man. They can worship this, you know, out of fear and power. So Krishna likes it when somebody really knows, when he's really friendly with someone, he's really close to them.
那我们也知道，有些人，当他非常有权有势的时候呢，他们是喜欢被别人用恭敬的这种态度去致以敬意，然后呢，总是去敬仰着他们这种感觉。但是 Krishna 呢，他希望的是和别人之间有这种就真正的友谊之情，友谊的互动。
So impersonalists, they have the idea of God is great, everywhere, all this, but they have no idea of
person or relationship and how you can feed him and dress him. They're just getting a very small idea of what Krishna is.
Brahma's effulgence is just like seeing Krishna from far, far away and not really knowing anything about it.
但是看到 Krishna 他所绽放的这种光芒呢，其实仅仅是从很远很远的地方去看到这种光芒，对于 Krishna 本身其实是没有任何的了解的。
So it's explained that Arjuna is lamenting, he's feeling bad, and maybe he's too familiar with Krishna, you know, to keep this distance.
所以在这里面呢 ，Arjuna 他就在悲叹着，他就觉得他有可能和 Krishna 太过亲近了，他应该从敬而远之的角度去崇拜 Krishna。
He would just call him Krishna, not Shri Krishna, Bhagavad, some really honorable way, it's friendly.
所以呢，他就呼唤着 Shri Krishna, 就是以一种非常尊敬的这种心态在呼唤着。
So maybe he was thinking himself superior. Krishna is coming from Arjuna's family. Arjuna's family line is more exalted and higher in the kingdom than Krishna's.
因为Arjuna他的家庭背景要比 Krishna 的家庭背景要更加的显赫。
Vasudeva was a minister. Pandu, Arjuna's father, was a big king, king of the world.
You mean Arjuna's father is the king of the world, so Vasudeva is under him?
Yeah. Arjuna's father, Pandu, he was the emperor, the king of the whole world. And Krishna's father, Vasudeva, was the minister of Pandu.
Yeah, 因为这个 Arjuna 的父亲呢, 潘度王他是宇宙之主, 他是整个这个世界之主, 那么 Vasudev呢, 是, 在他之下的。
So Arjuna is thinking maybe
Sorry, Marsh, Sadi Marsh, 你那边能够听见
Arjuna's thinking I was too friendly, I was
可以听到，我可以听到Guru的声音的。为什么Guru那边声音，我这边听着是断断续续的呢？就直到关键那个词的时候，我就听到了。你那边是可以听到完全的，是吧？我这听得很清楚。我们重新连一下吧，你来主播。Marge，Sorry,
I cannot hear your voice completely. It's always of the broken voice, broken point. So I think we better call it again.
Something wrong with connection.
Yeah. We will call it again. We'll try to call, try again.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Yes.
Hare Bol, Maharaj. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So anyway, Arjuna had intense love for Krishna.
Arjuna, 他对 Krishna 有非常炽烈的爱.
And as friends, Krishna led Arjuna, like Krishna became the chariot driver, and Arjuna would tell him, "Go over here, go over there."
而且呢，作为朋友呢 ，Arjuna 也这个允许 Arjuna 这样的爱他。 然后 Krishna 还会为 Arjuna 服务，比如说成为他的战车御者，然后 Arjuna 让他把这车开到这儿或者开到那儿。
Krishna would also talk to Arjuna when, like, in the battlefield. He'd say, "What's the matter with you, Arjuna? Are you tired? Are you sick? You know, you're not fighting very strongly."
然后 Arjuna, Krishna 对 Arjuna 说话的方式呢也是这样的，比如说他们在 Kurukshetra的战场上， Krishna 就会对他说， Arjuna， 你到底怎么了？你是累了吗？还是你饿了吗？或者说你为什么就是打仗的时候一点也没有精神呢？
Because from the beginning, when Arjuna he was trying to lecture to Krishna and tell him why he shouldn't fight.
因为在最开始的时候呢， Arjuna 他试图要告诉 Krishna 到底他为什么不想打仗。
And Krishna told him, "You're stupid, that's just stupid."
然后 Krishna 就对他说呢， 你太傻了， 你蠢。
You're in a bodily concept of life.
因为你是在躯体化的概念中在过日子。
And then he said it in a friendly way, though.
然后呢, 他就, 也很友好的这种方式在讲。
Because, you know, these are cultured people, so Krishna didn't just say, "Oh, you're stupid."
因为他们都是非常有修养的人, 所以呢, Krishna 并没有直接对他说, 你蠢。
He told him, "Intelligent people don't talk the way you're talking.
他说呢，有智慧的人是不会像你这样的方式来讲话的。
Then Arjuna accepted. He says, "I am Sadhimam Prapanam. Okay, I'm your disciple. You tell me what to do." So then he starts speaking Bhagavad Gita.
然后呢，尔朱呢就接受了 Krishna 对他的这个微词，然后呢就说：“那我现在就成为了您的门徒。那请您指导我到底该怎么做。”所以之后呢 ，Krishna 才开始讲述《薄伽梵歌》。
And Arjuna, you know, when Arjuna and Duryodhana both Krishna before the battle, Krishna said, "You can have me, but I won't fight, or you can have all my army." And Arjuna said, "I'll take Krishna." So he knew that as long as nothing could defeat Krishna, he knew that he was still, you know, this when he saw this universal form thing, that just completely overwhelmed him.
在这个战争开始之前呢，尔朱呢和多尔等他们两人到 Krishna 那里去选谁要谁。那么尔朱呢他就选择了他这边呢是要 Krishna 本人的。因为尔朱呢他了解Krishna 是不可战胜的。
So these prayers by Arjuna also, you know, Krishna showed this, and this is all for us also because of Bhagavad Gita recorded in the Mahabharata, now the Bhagavad Gita is spread all over the world. So we need this information.
Arjuna, 他在这里所献上的这一切祷文，其实也是为了我们的福祉。那这也是我们所需要拥有的这样的信息，因为这个这个薄伽梵歌是在 Mahabharata 里面被记载的。所以这些所有的信息都是为我们而设的。
So these prayers are giving us, you know, just how Krishna is the supreme controller, supreme master of everything.
所以呢，在这些祷文里面呢，就让我们知道了至尊主 Krishna 他是至尊主，他是至尊的控制者。
These are all things that Krishna said about himself. Previously.
而这些呢也是之前 Krishna 所讲述的关于自己的信息。
Okay, so the next verse.
下一个时间。
Vitasi Vodasya Characharasya Pramasya Pujas Chaguru Ganiyan Natvatsamosti Yagadikakutonyo Lokatrayepya Pramita Bhava。You are the father of this complete cosmic manifestation of the moving and non-moving. You are its worshipable chief, supreme spiritual master. No one is equal to you. No one can be anyone, nor can anyone be one with you. How could there be anyone greater than you within the three worlds, O Lord of immeasurable power?
你是整个宇宙展示之父，能动者和不能动者之父。您是最值得崇拜的主，至高无上的灵性导师，无人等同于您，也无人能够与您合一。无量之力的主啊，三界之内还怎会有人比您更伟大呢？
So the demigods are also seeing this universal form, and they're also hearing Arjuna's prayers.
这些半神人们他们也看到了主的宇宙形象，而且他们也都听到了这些祷文。
And it's for them also, because the gods, like even Indra and Brahma before, they didn't realize who Krishna was.
Maharaj, could you say it again?
We know that Indra and Brahma,The demigods, they were bewildered and thinking this Krishna is an ordinary person.
因为这像主 Indra, 像天地 Indra, 还有像主 Brahma, 他们自己其实都曾迷惑过。他们在想着这 Krishna 他是不是至尊人。
So Brahmas took the cowherd boys and calves and Indra attacked Vrindavan.
所以说呢, 主 Brahma 他才会偷走了这些牧牛童以及小牛犊们, 然后呢, 天地 Indra 还会用暴雨来, 刷洗 Vrindavan.
So Prabhupada explains that even when Krishna is present, most people, including the demigods, they didn't realize, they just thought he's an ordinary person, but he's extremely powerful.
所以说爸爸说呢, 就, 即便是 Krishna 他就在大家的面前, 但是大部分的人,就连半身人在内, 他们也没有办法认出 Krishna 的本真面目, 他们觉得 Krishna 就是一个普通的人。
So here we're hearing, you know, Arjuna is certifying all the things. He's the father of everything, which Krishna says, Dharma Yona Shikunte, the father of everything. Everything comes from me.
所以在这里呢, Krishna, Arjuna 他就在澄清着所有的这一切。 那比如说呢, 这就讲到了, 您是一切的父亲, 一切都是来自于主 Krishna 的。 一切都来自于我的。
So Supreme Spiritual Master, that means, you know, whatever Krishna teaches, that's perfect.
而且呢, 你也是至高无上的灵性导师, 那也就意味着, 无论 Krishna 他所说的什么, 都是完美的。No
one's equal to you, or can anyone can be one with you?
那么在这世界上有谁能够和您是平起平坐的呢？是平等的呢？
It's just repeating all these things over and over again. It's just overwhelming. It's a spiritual ecstasy. It's a,
所以呢,他就在,
you know, when the process. I think we're talking about that on Wednesday night. Have the five main rasas, but then they get mixed up. So here, Arjuna is Krishna's friend, but he's also become fearful and astonished and all these things. That becomes prominent for
something.在周三的这个讲课里面呢，我们就讲到了奉献者跟主Krishna之间呢是有五种rasa的。那Arjuna跟Krishna之间的这种rasa的关系呢是朋友关系。 但是在这里呢，他也当他看到主Krishna的宇宙形象的时候呢，他感到害怕了。Yeah,
the Supreme Personality of Krishna is worshipable as a father, is worshipable for his son. He is a spiritual master because he originally gave the Vedic instructions to Brahma, and presently is also instructing Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Therefore, he is the original spiritual master. And a bona fide spiritual master at the present moment. Any bona fide master at the present moment must be a descendant in the line of the succession coming from Krishna. Without being a representative of Krishna, one cannot be a teacher, a spiritual master, a transcendental subject
matter. 要知, 他是灵性导师，因为他最初把伟达训谕传给了Brahma。现在又向Arjuna讲述了博迦梵歌，因此他是原初的灵性导师。当今之世的任何真正的灵性导师，都必须是源于Krishna使徒传系中的后来者。若不是Krishna的代表，任何人都不可能成为超然客体的老师或者灵性导师。
So we are in that disciplined position. Krishna spoke to Brahma, spoke to Narada, down.
那我们呢是在这个使徒传系中的 Krishna 把这门知识讲述给了主 Brahma.
And so, anyone who's representing Krishna is representing Krishna, not different.
所以任何一个在代表Krishna的人, 他就是在代表着Krishna, 是没有任何区别的。
And he arranged that, you know, the Bhagavad Gita is none different than Krishna's words. And he arranged to speak it, and it's recorded. Now it's by the mercy of Prabhupada, and it's spread all over the world. It's what the world needed.
所以说呢, 伯家放歌, 因为他是 Krishna 的话, 所以呢, 他和 Krishna 并没有任何的区别。 然后 Krishna 他安排讲述了 伯家放歌, 并且记录了 伯家放歌, 然后呢, 在 Srila Prabhupada 的仁慈之下呢, 把这个 伯家放歌 又传递到了世界各地。 那么在这个世界中, 除了 伯家放歌之外, 还需要什么呢?
So, you've probably heard already, but, you know, our Bhaktichara Swami is quite ill at the moment.
They
yeah. say he has this COVID, Karuna.
Yeah. 大家也许可能已经知道了,
you've all heard about it?
Yeah, yeah, we heard about that. And the devotees here praying for Maharaj for the whole day yesterday. 大家可能已经知道了, Bhaktichara Maharaj 呢,因为患了 感染了新冠病毒，所以呢，此时还病得很严重。妈妈就问我们知不知道，我说我们知道。然后中国的奉献者昨天都在为Maharaj祈祷。
So anyway, Krishna does this to intensify our love and inspire us to pray.
然后呢，Arjuna他 Sorry.
No,
so
in the material world, there's always a crisis. It's a dangerous place.
Okay. 那么因为在这个物质世界呢，它总是会有各种各样的给我们的惊吓。因为这个物质世界，它是一个非常危险的地方。所以呢， Krishna 他就用这样的方式来鼓励我们，向他来祈祷。
And we have to realize that we can't think, oh no, it's okay, I'm living nicely. Young.
我们有些人可能觉得没关系啊，其实我生活的其实还是挺好的，挺滋润的呀。
Okay, so let's all keep praying. The last report is getting better. So.
所以呢，阿朱呢就一直在不断的在继续的祈祷。
Okay, so Arjuna gave the Vedic instructions to Brahma, now he's teaching Arjuna, the Bhagavad. So he's the original spiritual.
然后呢，Krishna把这教导传给了主Brahma， 然后呢，Krishna现在又自己亲自在讲述《伯家梵歌》， 所以说Krishna他是最原初的灵性导师。
The Lord is being paid obeisance in all respects. He is of immeasurable greatness. No one can be greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, because no one is equal to or higher than Krishna in any manifestation, spiritual or material.
主在各方面都受到敬拜，他无限伟大，谁也没有至尊人格首神Krishna伟大。 因为在灵性的或物质的展示之内，没有谁与 Krishna 平等或高于 Krishna。
Everyone is below Krishna.
所有的人都是在 Krishna 之下的。
But foolish people, they can understand, they can accept.
The foolish people, they can understand. I didn't
they can't understand. They think, no, I'm very great. Even small people in the material world, people will think that any kind of person is God. There's so many people in the world that do God, and they have followers that believe they're God because they know nothing about God.
但是呢，就是这个愚蠢的人呢，他们其实是。 对于神的信息是一无所知的，所以呢，他们就有些人呢是接受很多人作为神来追随。That's
what Prabhupada always stressed: read the Bhagavad Gita, read the Srimad Bhagavatam, so understand. We know what God is. We know what a guru is, so we can't be bewildered, cheated.
所以说呢，舍尔帕巴他就鼓励我们要总是去阅读《博迦梵歌》，总是去阅读《圣经·博迦瓦坛》，因为这样我们才能够得到一些神到底是怎么样的这样的信息，然后我们才不会被欺骗。
Otherwise, if you don't know anything, any foolish person can say, "Well, I'm God," and people go, "Oh, I'm God." I have many followers who say I'm God. Don't believe it.
否则的话呢，就会有很多人会说，我是神，然后这个蠢人呢就会去相信他是神，然后就会去追随他。
And they'll all go to hell.
然后所有的人就全部都下地狱了。
So now we get some information from the Svetā Svatāda Upanishad.
所以我们现在就有一些关于神的信息。
Natatsikaryam karanam chavichite natatsamasjabhidikas chadushite. The Supreme Lord Krishna has senses and a body like an ordinary man. But for him, there's no difference between his senses, his body, his mind, and himself.
至尊主 Krishna 像常人一样有感官有躯体，但对他人来说呢，他的感官躯体心意和他本人没有区别。这是来自于 Svetā Svatāda Upanishad 中的世界。
We're different from the body. We're in the body. The body is rotting and growing and changing.
但是我们是和这个躯体是不一样的，我们是居住在这个躯体里面的。这个躯体呢，它是会，它会经历这个成长，然后呢，还会变老。
But Krishna is not in the body; it's all spiritual.
但是 Krishna 他不会，但是 Krishna 他不会被这个躯体的变化所影响，因为跟 Krishna 相关的一切都是灵性的。
So foolish people do not know Krishna saying that it's different from
it. 所以说呢，这个蠢人是不知道的。
Foolish people do not perfectly know him. Say that Krishna is different from his soul, mind, heart, and everything else.Krishna is absolute, therefore his activities and potencies are supreme. And although he does not have senses like ours, he can perform all sensory activities. So his senses are not perfect or limited, like purport.
Mm-hmm. Krishna 与他的灵魂、心意、心和别的一切均不一样，而 Krishna 是绝对的，因此他的活动和能力都是至高无上的。虽然他没有像我们一样的感官，但是呢，他也能够进行一切感官性的活动，他的感官就无所谓不完美或者有限之说了。没有谁比他更伟大，没有谁比他更平等，人人都在他之下。
No one can be greater than him, and no one can be equal to him, and everyone is lower than him.
就没有谁比他更伟大，没有谁比他更平等，人人都是在他之下。
The knowledge, strength, and activities of the Supreme Lord are all transcendental, as in Bhagavad Gita. One of the most famous verses, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Vedi Tattvata.Taktva Deham Punarjanma Priti Mam Eti So Arjuna. Whoever knows Krishna's transcendental body activities and perfection after quitting his body returns and doesn't come back in this material world.
至尊者的知识、力量和活动都是超然的。比如在《博迦梵歌》中非常著名的这个诗节第四节，就第四章第九诗节中所说的，而诸那呀，人若了了解了我显现和活动的超然本质，离开躯体后将不再投身物质世界，而要达到我永恒的居所。
Therefore, I want you to know that Krishna's activities are different than other activities. The best is to follow the principles of Krishna. That will make one perfect. It is also stated there is no one who is a master of Krishna. Everyone is his servant.
谁了解 Krishna 的超人的躯体活动和完美，离开躯体后就回归于他，而不再返回这苦难的世界。所以我们应该明白 Krishna 的活动与其他人是不一样的。遵行 Krishna 的原则能使他完美。
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 5, 142. Ekale Ishvara Krishna, our subject. Only Krishna is God and everyone else is his servant. Everyone is following his order. No one who can deny his order. Everyone is acting according to his direction, being under his superintendence. As stated in Brahma Samhita, this is the cause of all causes.
因为谁也不是 Krishna 的主人，人人都是他的仆人。那在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经上篇阿迪利拉第五篇的第142世节中也证实了，唯有 Krishna 是神，其他人都是他的仆人，人人都在遵行他的指令，没有人能够违反他的指令，人人都在 Krishna 的监督之下，按照 Krishna 的指令而行动。正如 Brahma Samhita 所说，Krishna 是万缘之源。
Okay, so that's under that purport and end of the hour. So we may not, you know, not that everybody is directly Krishna is telling him you do this, you do that, but the material energy, Krishna set up all the laws and everything works perfectly. So we are always under control of Krishna, but it's indirect.
那么其实 Krishna 他在指导着我们去做这个做那个，但是呢我们也被这个物质能量所控制，也就是说呢 Krishna 他设定的这些这个行动的定律，这些自然的法律，所以呢我们其实是要按照这些 Krishna 所安排的这些定律去活动的，虽然说我们并没有在 Krishna 的直接的控制之下，但是也是在他间接的控制之下的。
So now, like many people are realizing, you know, when you look at the world, there's so many terrible things happening. Diseases spreading everywhere, scaring everyone, and forest fires and floods and storms and all kinds. And people are realizing, you know, human beings abuse the nature so much, and the laws of nature act, and there's always a reaction.
那比如说我们现在就可以看到有各种各样的灾难正在发生，有各种各样的疾病在传播，然后有洪水，有各种自然灾害，飓风等等，那么大家就开始越来越意识到了，就是因为人他在滥用自然的资源，在滥用自然，导致了这个我们要为我们的行为要付出代价，然后要这个要遭受到这样的报应。
So that's why we need to spread the consciousness. We need to teach people. Human beings need to be purified. They can't be happy in a world that's really crazy all the time, full of wars.
所以为什么我们要把这个 Krishna 知觉的这个知识要传递给其他的人？否则的话，就是现在这个。世界就已经是弄成特别的乌烟瘴气的这种状态，各种各样的问题在发生，比如有战争啊等等，大家是没有办法真正的快乐生活的。
Okay, so let's see if we have any questions or comments today. Anybody is?
There are a few questions.我们马尔说呢，先看大家有没有任何的问题哈，还有没有任何的评述。So the first question is from Radha Nanda Madhaji. Marge, 为什么吃狗肉的人是最低等的人呢？狗在神的世界是什么角色？
Why we always say that the dog eaters are the lowest class? And what is the role of the dog in the spiritual world.
Again?
She's asking why the dog eater is considered as the lowest class person, and what is the position of the dog in the spiritual world?
Because the dog meat is especially unclean.
因为这狗肉它是特别的不洁净的。
Of course, any meat eater is considered uncivilized.
因为任何一个吃肉的人都被认为是不文明的人。
But amongst the different kinds of meat, I don't know exactly why, but the seafood is also very unclean and horrible.
但是为什么在这里面把吃狗肉的人放就特别放在这一点呢？我也不是特别明白这个原因。但是呢，我也知道这个海鲜也是非常的不洁净的。
So, in the spiritual world, everything is like Vrindavan. Krishna has a pet dog, I think two dogs.
这个在灵性世界一切都是很纯净的。那比如说在 Vrindavan Krishna 他有两条宠物狗。
So the dog, you know, everyone's a servant of Krishna.
那么在这个地方呢，包括狗在内都是服务 Krishna 的，都是 Krishna 的仆人。
All right?
Yeah.
But generally, you know, like, farmers, they keep dogs as pets because the dog is more like a servant. The dog protects it from other invaders, things like that. Normally, the boys don't keep a dog in the house or anything. Because the dog is not clean.
You mean the dog is not clean, so people don't keep the dog in the house?
Yeah, civilized people don't keep it. Like modern people, they keep the dog and they sleep with the dog and they eat off the same plate practically. Yeah.
这个农场主他会在家里养狗的原因呢，是因为这个狗可以帮他护院。可以帮他挡住来，就是侵略他的这个宅院的这个人。那么狗呢，因为它是不洁净的，所以说通常来说呢，狗是不在屋子里面住的，它们是在外面。但是现在呢，有很多人是和狗同吃同住同睡，甚至在一个盘子里吃饭。
Okay.
Yeah.
But we should love all animals, you know. But just like, you know, you keep different animals in different, a poisonous snake, you don't, you know, you keep it different than something else. You have to treat things according to what they are.
我们应该是平等的热爱所有的众生的，我们应该爱这些动物，但是呢，按照这个动物它所处有的这种本性，我们也应该分别对待。比如说一条毒蛇，我们肯定就不能太亲近它。
All right.
Yeah. There were updated information about the.
But we also, you know, in Prabhupada's lectures and books, so many times he quotes this verse from Devaki, or not from Devahuti, that even a dog eater, if he chants the holy name of Krishna, then he can, you know, is considered very elevated. But that means he gives up eating dog, but he was, even if he's coming, because in the caste system, in the highly conscious people, They reject people according to their birth. They accept them according to their birth. But Krishna, so that's why he said over and over again, even a dog eater, if he's chanting the holy name of the Lord, he is exalted.
但是舍勒帕帕他反复在引述 Devahuti 的一个师姐，那也就是说呢，当一位食狗肉者，他如果是接受到了圣名的话，他开始唱诵圣名，他也被认为是非常崇高的。 因为在这个种姓制度下，大家是以这个人的出身来接受他。就如果他要是出身低位的话呢，那就觉得他是这个很低贱。但是呢，这个 Krishna 他并不是以这样的方式来对待的。他认为就是只要是唱诵了圣名的人，哪怕他是吃狗肉的人，那么他也被认为是很崇高的。Okay. Yeah. And there were some updates about Bhakti Charamar's situation. Here said that 这边有一个关于 Bhakti Charamar 的信息啊，是这样说的：说奉献者的祈祷正在起作用，Bhakti Charamar 对呼吸机的依赖持续下降，现在降到了50%。一旦这些水平下降到20%，那么就可以取下呼吸机了。虽然没有人。 虽然没有人见到在医院中的 Maharaj， 但是呢，圣姑 Gauranga 帕布通过一个护士安排的视频电话见到了 Guru， 我们非常感谢他和他的贤妻 Sutrisha Madhaji，这是我们唯一的途径可以获得这些关于 Guru Maharaj 的每道细节。Basically, Maharaj here is saying that Bhakti Chara Maharaj is getting better and he relied more of the exhaler, the machine for breathing. It seems that he can detach from the machine for 50%. If he can improve better for another 20%, he can totally be away from that machine. So it seems that the prayer from the devotees are working. So just encouraging everyone, keep praying for Maharaj.
Yeah. Thank you. I just read that also.
Yeah. 那么下面一个问题哈, Hare Krishna 的问题，灵性导师是神的代表，是最亲密的仆人，为什么还会被感染新冠病毒呢？ Krishna 不保护他纯粹的奉献者吗？ 老师您讲了一点, 能再讲点吗？ And this devotee's question is like this. He said that the spiritual master is the representative of the Lord. Is the very intimate servant of the Lord. But why the spiritual master is still to be infected by the COVID-19? Isn't Lord protect his pure devotee? Could you say a little bit more about this? Thank you.
Krishna is showing us that, you know, this material life, this material body, all the things that we, hear about, we have to see for real. So like Prabhupada said, Prabhupada got very, very sick and body was practically finished. You know,
因为我们是有这个，因为呢，就是我们有这个物质的躯体，我们是在这个物质的躯体中过着物质的生活，但是我们又需要能够看透我们本真的生活到底是怎样的。那么在这个物质躯体里面，这个躯体它就是会发生各种各样的事情，比如说当舍勒帕帕他年老体衰的时候呢，他的身体。 状况非常不好，病得也很厉害。然后当时舍勒帕帕就对奉献者说：“你不要觉得这样的事情不会发生在你们的身上。” So
we are all, you know, susceptible. That's why we have to know. We have to be prepared. In the case of very prominent devotees. You know, say like Jagatthaka Maharaj, you know, it really increased everybody's intensity for praying and having faith in Krishna and everything for going on. So that's another reason.
You mean Jayapalpa Maharaj increased everyone to pray for whom? For Bhakti Chara Maharaj or for what?
For anybody. Where, you know, when devotees, you know, we're not always praying, but when we hear that some devotee is very sick or something, then all of a sudden everybody's praying all the time and thinking of Krishna much more.
Okay.
And then
okay.
We see the power of prayer also. Because of what you just said, the first sentence was the prayers are working, so he's getting better.
Yeah. 那还有另外一个呢，就是我们奉献者，他虽然说经常他一直在祈祷，但是呢，当有这样的事情发生的时候，比如说加帕克妈妈就一直就在鼓励大家为这次的这个整个这个新冠病毒的这件事情在祈祷。那么，所以当有这样事情发生的时候，大家就会更加强烈的去祈祷，而且在祈祷的时候呢，就会想着 Krishna， 而且呢，就是通过这种强烈的祈祷，就会发现这种祈祷实际上是有力量的。就比如说刚才我们在读这个Bhakti Chara Maharaj 的这个境况的时候，一开始就是说奉献者的祈祷正在起作用。
Okay, so devotees are always asking like that, oh, why did Bhakti Tirtha Swami get cancer? He's a pure devotee. Because he's not, the body gets sick. We're all in these bodies, they're dying, they're running away.
所以说呢，就我们每个人其实都是。
Like、they show how to live with these conditions, how to remember Krishna in any condition.
所以呢，我们每一个人其实都是没有办法挣脱生老病死的这个环节的。那奉献者就一直都在询问，为什么 Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj 他是一位纯粹的奉献者，可是他怎么又得了癌症呢？那也就是说呢，就是因为我们都是在这个条件限制的这个躯体里面，所以说呢是一定会有各种各样的状况的。但是呢，Krishna安排这些纯粹的奉献者，他居于这样的这种状况，是为了要让我们能够知道，当我们处在这些不同的状况下的时候，应该怎么去应对。
Okay.
Yeah. The next question still from the same.Devotee Hare Krishna, 灵感和潜意识是心意和智性的范围吗？谢谢您。If the subconscious and the sixth sense are considered in the realm of mind and intelligence, thank you.
Again?
If the...Sixth sense and the subconscious are part of the mind and intelligence.
Again?
If the subconsciousness and the sixth sense, you know, we have the sixth sense, right? Sometimes we have the sixth sense, we kind of have the hunch of about something.And this devotee asked if these two things are considered part of the mind and intelligence.
A lot of times it's actually the super soul. The mind is here and there, but the super soul is trying to tell us something better.
那通常来说呢，他们是在这个超灵的这个在超灵的范畴，比如说我们的这个心意有的时候呢是东一下西一下的，但是呢这个大部分情况下是在这个超灵的指引之下在做的事情。
The mind, you know, we have basically five senses, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, and the touch. The mind is called the sixth sense. When you say the sixth sense,Because it's the controller of all the other senses. No other sense can work without the mind.
You mean the sixth sense is above the other senses without the sixth sense?
The mind is called the sixth sense because there's five senses. The mind is involved in all the senses.
Yeah. 那刚才我把这个灵感。那么刚才我把这个灵感给翻译成是第六感。那么这个第六感呢，就是这个心意，因为我们感官是由五感官。那么这个心意呢，它是超越在这五感官之上的。如果是没有心意的话，其他那些感官他们是没有办法活动的。
So it's not called the common sense because it's the mind is none of the other senses can work without the mind.
因为如果是没有感官的话呢，其他的所有的这些感官它都没有办法进行它的功能，所以这也被称为叫常识。
Okay, but then the spiritual sometimes gives us inspiration. You know, like many big scientists who made a big discovery, it says it just suddenly came to them. They don't know where it came from because that's the super soul giving them knowledge because of all their efforts.
但是有的时候呢，我们就突然之间来了一个灵感，那么这个灵感呢是超灵它突然给予我们的。
Okay.
Yeah. So the inspiration is from the six. Is from the super soul. Okay. 所以说这个灵感它是来自于，
yeah.
所以这灵感它是来自于超灵的。So means the inspiration is spiritual.
Everything, you know, all memory, forgetfulness, everything comes from the super soul.
其实所有的这一切它都是来自于超灵的。The next question from Radha Nanda Mataji, Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的是 Gurudeva。在圣巴巴德的语录里看到过他这样说 Maya 是非常可怕的，但我们的门徒却不怕 Maya， 请问如何理解这句话呢？谢谢您。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. Srila Papa said that, Maya is very fearful. However, over devotees are not afraid of Maya. Could you explain what's the meaning what's the meaning of this from Srila Papa?
Yeah, well, Maya means we forget Krishna.
Maya 的意思是我们忘记了 Krishna.
So, but devotees are not sufficiently afraid, so we will forget Krishna.
因为奉献者他对 Maya 没有足够的恐惧，所以呢，我们就和 Maya 在进行游戏。但是呢，这样就使我们忘记了 Krishna。
When a devotee is only in love with Krishna, of course, he doesn't think about Maya.
当一位奉献者他完全的深爱着 Krishna 的时候，他根本就不会想 Maya。
Is just completely absorbed in Krishna and Maya leaves Krishna. As Maya is always testing us, you know, do we really want Krishna or do you want to enjoy a little bit? He's still attached to the mind and body.
这个 Maya 它其实无时无刻的不在考验着我们，它就在想你到底是不是真的爱上了 Krishna， 还是你现在依然还在享受着你的心意，享受着你的躯体。
Okay.
Yeah, the next question from Achintya Shakti Mataji.
When we really fully surrender to Krishna, then Maya becomes your good friend.
The Maya become?
Maya will help you to serve Krishna.
Okay.
Krishna will tell Maya, don't bother this devotee anymore.
OK， 就是当玛雅她真正的知道了你特别的想要服务 Krishna 的时候，玛雅她会帮助你去服务 Krishna 的。所以在这样的一种境界下，玛雅她就不会再给这个奉献者捣乱了。
Okay.
Yeah. Next question?
Yeah.
The next question from Achintya Shakti Mataji. 顶拜 Guru 队的莲花族，面对人们对疾病及疫情的恐慌，我们应该如何去做呢？是否可以帮助别人？怎样去帮助？ Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. Because right now, the people around are quite, fearful in front of the disease and also the pandemic. Can we do anything to help them? But if we can do anything, what are the things we can help?
Well, we're, the disease is everything, is a part of the material world.
那么这个病情或者其他的一些状况是我们这物质世界的一个部分。
So when Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, when he lists, you know, what is knowledge, one of them is janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, nidarshanam. One should always be aware of the miseries of birth, death, disease, and old age.
那么所以当 Krishna 他在博迦梵歌里面讲到关于知识的时候呢，他就说这人他总是要意识到在这个物质世界的这些痛苦，要意识到在物质世界的生老病死。
So, it, you know, now sometimes say we need to purify the whole world. The diseases are coming because people are behaving in such horrible ways, killing animals in such horrible ways, killing people in such horrible ways, destroying the environment in such horrible ways. So we're getting the reactions.
所以有的时候呢，我们其实是需要净化整个世界的，因为现在就是由于人们的各种各样的恶行，屠杀动物、屠杀人，还有这个糟蹋环境，使得整个的这个世界呢是处在一个很乌烟瘴气的状态。
You know, we have to be careful, but fear that you know when the media and everything are, it seems like.We're trying to make everybody very fearful, afraid of everything. Afraid of government, afraid of the disease, afraid of every other person might give you the disease. So that's very bad.
That's very?
That kind of fear is causing so much anxiety, which increases our distress.
Okay. 那现在其实因为现在就是大家都处在一种恐慌的状态下，就这种恐惧是始终都存在的。大家对各种各样事情都在恐惧，比如说恐惧生病啊，恐惧政府啊，恐惧其他的人呐、啊，恐惧被传染呐、啊，就是这种恐惧使得这个状况会变得更加的糟糕，使这个状况变得更加的恶劣。
So just like always, we should understand more and more how much we have to spread spiritual consciousness and let people hear the holy name as much as one way or another, and at least amongst the devotees, elevate ourselves beyond this fear of death.
所以说呢，我们就应该传播 Krishna 之学，把这个圣名呢去给其他的更多的人。而且特别是至少是在我们的奉献者内部，我们应该让自己超越或者提升到对死亡的恐惧之上的这种状态，就不再去恐惧死亡。
So like in some places now in other countries, devotees are able to go out and chant or distribute books, and they're finding people to be much more receptive than before.You know, they're more aware of the danger of material life.
那么现在呢，就是有一些国家现在已经又开始可以到外面去进行 Harinam, 进行派书和派普沙的这样的活动。那么奉献者就发现呢，很多的这个人现在已经跟以前相比要更加的容易接受了。 因为呢，他们就发现就这种方法是可以帮助他们去这个改变他们内心的这种对死亡的恐惧的。
So there's so many diseases in the world that are killing so many people, malaria and AIDS and
在
这个 so many things.
那在这个现在其实在这个世界上有好多好多的疾病都在夺走的人们的这个生命，比如说 you mentioned about AIDS, right?比如说像艾滋病啊，还有像
many more people died
啊，还有对，还有很多其还有这各种各样的这个流感呐、啊，很多病其实都还是挺严重的。
But the and the biggest cause of death is abortion.
但是其实最大的这个夺取人生命的这个方式是堕胎。
So many people, die from abortion every day.
那有很多人 ，you mean the baby to be aborted, right?
Yeah, other people.
那么就对，就是有很多的这个婴儿都是被堕掉了，很多的胎儿都是被堕掉了，不是婴儿是胎儿。
All right, so whatever we can do, if we, you know, sometimes we can't even go out. Devotees are doing their best to have more and more online kirtans and classes, and, you know, in that sense, it's been good for devotees.
所以呢，就是我们应该更多的去传播 Krishna 知觉。那么，如果要是我们不能够出门的话呢，那有更多的同学现在就在网上进行讲课，在网上进行讲课呀。这都是很好的做法。
All right, so we can pray.
但是我们还可以祈祷，我们可以祈祷，这个祈祷也是非常的有力量的。
Like when Jai Vatakamaj was first in the hospital.
He's in the hospital now?
No, when it was, that was years ago.
Okay, 比如说呢，就是几年以前，当加帕克马哈拉什在医院里的时候。
So after they did the scan and everything and saw what happened.
嗯。Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear.
The doctor came out, the big brain doctor.
The doctor? Sorry,
the doctor came out to tell us, you know, what was the condition.
Okay, okay. 就是这个大夫出来就向我们来报告 Maharaj 当时的病状，当时的情况。
And the doctor said, whatever it was, and then he said, he had a 1% chance of living.
然后当时大夫说呢 ，Maharaj 他只有1%的生存的希望。
And there's nothing medically they can do. They can't do surgery or anything.
而且呢，就是他们也没有办法通过各种各样各种医疗手段或者是手术的手段来救治 Maharaj.
And after, I guess he wasn't, you know, he just said, "Well, you can pray, you know, that pray, you know."Because
the doctor
see families coming and praying, you know, they don't really believe in this.
The doctor said that you can pray? Is that what you say?
No, the doctor said, well, you can pray, because he said, said they couldn't do anything.
因为这个大夫说呢，他们什么也做不了了，所以大夫就建议说呢，你们可以为妈儿祈祷。
He said he has 1% chance of living, and if he lives, he won't be able to do anything.
嗯， 然后马尔说呢，这个大夫说呢，这个马尔他只有1%的生存的希望，而且是即便是他活下来的话呢，他也什么也做不了。
But the doctor had no idea of tens of hundreds of thousands of people praying and devoted Krishna prayer.
但是这位大夫他并不知道有成千上万的奉献者正在为这位奉献者祈祷。
So the doctor day by day was seeing that he was getting a little better and better. He was very surprised. But then he started to...
但是每天呢，这个大夫他都能够见到 Maharaj 的情况一点儿一点儿的好起来，所以他就觉得很奇怪，很惊讶。
I don't know. Now it's like 15 years. He's still alive. He's getting better all the time still because of prayer.
那么从 Maharaj 第一次生病到现在呢，已经是15年过去了，而且呢，他的情况越来越好。所以这就是因为祈祷的力量。
I know for myself, I was praying so much. You know, I realized I never prayed this much in my life.
而且我也意识到我自己现在是在越多的进行祈祷，我从来都没有意识到我像之前，我从来没有意识到我有过这么多祈祷。
And I had experience when I had malaria one time.I have many times, one really bad.
那有一次呢，我得了这个疟疾，病得很厉害。
And so I was in a coma.
当时我是昏迷不醒。
And many people die from that kind of malaria.
而且呢，也有很多的人都因为这个病死了。
It was only the beginning of internet in this kind of thing.
然后当时呢，这个 ISKCON 才刚刚有互联网。
And one devotee wrote, and he said that he's going to die for sure. So, I don't know where he got that information.
Sorry, one devotee wrote?
One devotee wrote on the internet.That it said, for sure I would die, there's no chance of living.
Okay, okay. 那么其中呢，有一位奉献者在网上就发布了这么一个信息，就是说我这回肯定是要离开，要离世了，肯定要死，要去世了。
So evidently a lot of devotees prayed. One devotee told me afterward they did 24-hour kirtan, and he said it was so blissful they never did 24-hour kirtan before.
然后呢，这个奉献者，那么奉献者听到这个消息之后呢，就开始为我祈祷了，并且呢，有一位奉献者对我说，他们开始进行1天24小时的 kirtan 为我祈祷，而且他们说，他们以前因为从来没有进行过24小时的 kirtan， 但是经过24小时的 kirtan， 他们觉得非常的极乐，然后我的状况也变得慢慢的好了起来。
Doctors were actually surprised I recovered much more quickly than they thought.
所以当我从我的疾病中好，就从这个疟疾中好过来的时候呢，大夫也是非常的惊讶。
So these things inspire us to pray more. That's good. We're praying for everybody. You know, we want the world to learn to stop all these terrible things they're doing.
所以说呢，就是当有这样的状况发生的时候呢，实际上是可以激励着我们。有更多的祈祷的，这是非常好的。所以呢，我们就应该不仅是为某一个人祈祷，我们是应该为所有的人祈祷。
Like Americans are trying to blame the Chinese, they have this market with bats and everything, but that's nothing. That all over the world, people are just suffering so many animals, killing so many babies, so many wars, unfair, crazy wars, just bombing.People's houses. It's Kali Yuga.
那你比如说，就是传言说中国，比如说会吃蝙蝠啊，会做一些各种各样的那种的事情啊。其实比起现在世界各地的人们在做的这件事情，比如说有这么多的堕胎呀、啊，然后有战争啊，还有这个全球变暖的各种各样的这种影响啊， 所以呢，其实这也不算什么。但是呢，因为现在是卡利年代，所以呢，就整个的这个世界都是乌烟瘴气的。
So you told me a few weeks ago that devotees in China were bragging, "We've conquered this COVID. We're better than other countries." Now it seems like it's coming back again.
Yes, Beijing. 妈妈说呢，停机之前我们还在跟他说中国的状况现在已经变得好一点了，可是这两天好像又卷土重来了。Yes.
So, but birth, death, and old age and disease, this is the material world.
但是呢，因为这是物质世界，所以说呢，这个生老病死本来就是时刻存在的。
Every day in the world, 150,000 people die.
每天呢都有五十万的人每天这世界上都有五十万人在死去。
Hospitals are always busy.
所以这个医院呢总是非常的忙碌。
Right, in some places you don't have enough hospitals in these war places. People are suffering so much.
This is what? Sorry, Maharaj, what is that?
We don't even hear, very much about people. So many people are suffering. Refugees from some crazy war, millions of people kicked out of their house, their whole cities destroyed. We don't need to go to the hospital.
那么在这个世界上其实有很多的疯狂的战争正在爆发，还有很多的难民，所以呢就是有很多很糟心的这个状况，就在现在这个年代。
But we have to understand, that this is all due to the atheistic activities that,
但是我们需要理解，所有的这一切呢，全部都是由于无神论的活动而导致的。
And we have to have faith.
So we 必须要有信心。
The only thing we can really do to help everybody is to spread
所有的物质的疾病。
Like they've been trying to find a cure for malaria for so many years, forever.
We have to try to find the cures of the malaria.
No, we don't have to, but the doctors have been researching and finding medicine and trying to treat malaria. But still, it's killing more and more people. Malaria is always changing. A new version is always coming out.
比如说像大夫他们始终在寻找治疗疟疾的这种方式，但是这个疟疾的这种疾病它一直在进行变异，它一直在变化，所以说呢就无论大夫他们怎么在寻找这种治疗的方法，这个疟疾它现在依然还是很具有杀伤力的。
Okay.
Yeah, the next question.
At the same time, we have to be careful. We have to follow the rules of the government. But as much as possible, we need to keep checking and purify the atmosphere of the world.
那么首先呢，我们要小心，那我们也要遵循政府所给我们提出的这些规定，然后呢，要保护好自己。但另外一方面呢，我们要更多的去念诵圣名，然后使得整个的这个整个的这个氛围，这个气氛能够得到净化。
The most sinful activity is killing babies, the abortion, and killing cows.
最恶的这个罪行就是堕胎，还有另外一个就是杀乳牛。
And that's going on so much everywhere in the world, more and more. So.
但是就是这两件事情呢，在这个世界变得愈演愈烈。
All right.
Yeah.
So the more we spread Krishna consciousness, these things will reduce. Everything will get better.
所以如果我们要是能越多的传播 Krishna 知觉的话呢，那一切都会变得更好一些，好起来。
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Maharaj, there are three more questions.Can you do it quickly?
Okay. Yeah.
Let me go
wait 1 minute.
Sorry? This 下面这个问题啊，是来自于杨拜莲妈太姐的顶拜咕噜。怎样才能真正的理解主是超主的身体是超然的？又怎样理解主 Krishna 的英文形象？又怎样理解主 Krishna 的婴儿形象呢？太愚昧了，求咕噜的解答。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna Maharaj。
Hare Krishna。
啊，
他还补充了一个问题，怎样？他还补充问了一下，杨改莲妈太吉又补充问了一下，就是怎么理解他不经出生就存在？一起问吧。
Okay. The Maharaj's question is that.
Alright. Okay.
Maharaj, are you there? Maharaj, can you hear me?
Okay, I'm ready. Yes.
Okay, the question is that how to understand that Lord's body is transcendental? And also, how to understand Lord has his form of a baby? And also, how to understand Lord is existed?Without going through the birth, he doesn't need to be born to be existed.
How to?
Yeah.
Isham sachita yuktam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te.By constantly serving me with love and devotion, I give understanding. I wish you can come to me.
对，你恒常不断地怀着爱服务我，我就会赐你理解力，来到我的身边。
Chant the holy name daily.
每天念诵圣名，非常认真地念诵圣名。
Read the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam daily.
每天阅读圣典不再梵歌，阅读圣典不再瓦坛。
The process works. That's what I keep repeating. Then we can develop love to Krishna. Then we.
Then
the devotee who would love to understand something about Krishna has no problem to him.Accept these things. The materialistic person, because it doesn't match their materialistic education, they say, no.
因为这个程序是凑效的，是管用的，所以为什么我才会不断的去重复？因为在这个程序之中呢，使得这个奉献者他就会增加对 Krishna 的爱。Marsh, her question is that how to understand the Lord's body is transcendental, and also how to understand his, the Lord has a baby form.
Yes, as you said, by following the processes so that you get purified and Krishna reveals knowledge, you can't understand it by, you know, mechanical means.
Okay. 就是您的这几个理解，就是由于您就必须得不断的去念诵圣名，然后呢让自己得到更多的这种净化， 然后呢你就能理解了，因为这些都是超人的话题，然后这些问题呢都不能够通过物质的方法去理解的。
That's how we will reveal himself.
因为 Krishna 他会自己向我们揭示。
Chant the holy name. Chant the holy name. Chant the holy name. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalohana, Devana, Devana, Deva, Gatilin, Chant. There's no other way. This is how everything is revealed to us. By chanting the holy name.
那所以呢就是通过念诵圣名，因为除了念诵圣名之外呢没有其他的办法。那就只有通过不断的去念诵圣名，然后慧士呢才会把这一切揭示在我们面前。
All right.
Yeah. So the next question. Jaya Padma Mataji, Hare Krishna, 亲爱的 Maharaj, 请接受我在金莲花足下恭恭敬敬的顶拜，请问我们在给灵性导师写信前是否应该告知指导的年长奉献者？ Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. So my question is that, do we need to, before we write to the spiritual master,Do we need to inform that we're going to write a letter to spiritual master, to the senior devotee who are consulting us?
No, I don't know. I think most spiritual masters, you can direct to them.
Uh-huh. 不需要吧，就是这个灵性导师，你可以直接去跟他们写信。So next question.
Yeah.
下面这个问题来写为奉献者。Hare Krishna, 亲爱的 Maharaj, 请接受我在牛莲花足下的顶拜。哎，这不还是那个问题吗？是一样的哈，也是这个加他的嘛。OK, 那下面这个问题是来自于空灵的 Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 我们不是纯粹的奉献者，也回报了灵性世界，但生活在这个乌烟瘴气的黑暗世界里。有什么希望呢？活着有什么快乐呢？ Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances, because we are not the pure devotees, and we don't have any chance to go back to the spiritual world. And right now, we have been trapped in this unsettled, bumpy, dark material world.So what hope we have here? And also, how can we live happily here? Or can we actually be happy here?
Who said we don't have a chance to back to the spiritual?
谁说我们回不了灵性世界？
That's not in the Bhagavad Gita. And the Bhagavad Gita says anyone, whatever, if you can remember me at the time of death, you will come to me.
那么在博迦梵歌里面慧士呢已经说了，如果你而在死亡那一刻要记得我的话，你就能够来到我的身边。
OK、so、
Yeah.
We can't underestimate the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. If we're trying to serve Krishna, we've said this so many times, I don't know where people get this idea, you know,If we're chanting every day and following the practice, Krishna promises in this Kali Yuga, you become to me.
那我们可不能够这个低估主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他所给我们做出的这个承诺。那么而且这个 Krishna 他也跟我们说了，就如果我们要是非常真诚的去为他做服务，想着他，那我们在死亡的那一刻，我们是能够回到他的身边的，能够回到灵性世界的。
Okay, so, you know, if you don't chant and if you offend devotees and have no faith, then of course you're not going to go back. Okay.
当然如果你
if you have faith in Prabhupada, then, you know, you keep practicing your whole life and the end of life, Krishna will help you.
当然，如果你要是不念诵，然后呢，也这个也不服务 Krishna， 然后呢还冒犯的话，那肯定是回不去的。但是如果你要是非常的对于Srila Prabhupada有信心，而且呢，在服务对 Krishna 有信心，那是能够回到灵性世界的。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. So everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
有有龙阳各位，有九位对方小姐。
在。
所有龙阳，有六位对方。I actually said it from memory.
Said very well.
You can't go to, from memory. I can't go to that. I'm reading it. So, we are doing it from memory.
So, the Rong Yao, the Gui Chu, the Fong Shen. Thank you, Maharaj.
Everybody remember that. You know, if we are always thinking of devotees and trying to serve devotees and we're trying to think of how to spread the holy name, and Krishna will always push. And he, Lord Chaitanya is came with the causeless mercy. So don't think, oh, I have a chance. That means you don't have faith in Krishna. We don't have any qualification except that Lord Chaitanya is so unlimitedly merciful.
So we should always have confidence to chant Krishna's holy name, to serve Krishna, to think how to spread Krishna's wisdom to other people.那么我们其实本人是没有任何的资格的，但是呢，如 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他给了我们，灌注了我们无缘的仁慈，所以我们要时刻要想着这一点。
Always remember that, always be thankful. Chaitanya.
所以我们要时刻都要想着这一点，时刻都要存着感恩之心。
Chaitanya, Chaitanya coming into Prabhupada, bringing.
然后呢，我。那我们要时刻的感谢 Sri Chaitanya Prabhu 以及 Mahaprabhu 以及感谢 Srila Prabhupada， Srila Prabhupada 把主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这些无缘的信息给了我们。
OK Go Ranga Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare
Rama
Rama Rama Hare
Hare Hare。
Thank you all very much.
非常感谢大家。怀昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课就到此结束了。非常非常的感恩咖啡川着 Mara 这位我们的精彩的讲课，以及为问题的耐心的解答。感恩萨提玛拉吉，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 之觉之中度过一个安全的美妙的周五。Hare Krishna.